I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, great weather if you're a tomato. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get hot today. Watering, turn the spigot on. Doug Oster may have someone do his watering, but Mrs. Know-It-All is going to be here within the hour to explain everything that you need to know about watering. And we're going to begin on that note with Doug in just a moment. But as we always begin, DougOster.com, the Organic Gardener, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m., Rob Pratt Sunday. We give you an opportunity, if you're the 10th caller, to win a gift certificate from Sorgles at 412-922-1020. All of your heat-related questions, everything that's growing in your garden and more, get on the line right now at 866-391-1020. Mr. Oster, are you staying cool, sir?
Oh, good morning, Rob. Yeah, I'm staying cool. How about you? How do you do you like the heat?
I do. I know.
Okay.
I've always been a creature of habit. I like all the seasons. What I miss the most is being lathered up in suntan lotion with a nice base and simply walking along the beach as the waves are crashing against your feet. I could walk endlessly on a beach, but not a part of the future this summer. But I do like the heat, but I understand it can be really hazardous to your health. And so people have to be careful. You have to be smart. And if you have underlying issues, and especially with the headlines we're dealing with, Doug, you got to be smart. My question to you is, why don't you like watering? What's up with that?
Oh, just dragging that hose around. I drag the hose, I don't know what it is, 600 yards out to the vegetable garden. Every time
I
do.
Is it that far?
Yeah, every time I do, it catches on something or it kinks on something. I have a video on Pittsburgh Today Live on Friday showing all this and how I do my watering. But I do, yeah, I do want to talk to Mrs. Know-It-All about how she deals with it. As gardeners, you know, yes, you know, you love the heat. Like you said, it's great for a tomato. This has been a wonderful tomato year as far as rain is concerned, because in the last three seasons we've got way too much rain. But I am getting lots of questions about something called blossom end rot. And what happens is you'll be growing this tomato since May, and then on the bottom you'll see this brownish or black lesion, and it's very disappointing. Every day I've been getting an email from people saying, what is this? I haven't seen it before. And it is a watering issue. But there's more to it than that. Blossom end rot means that the plant can't uptake the calcium that it needs from the soil. The calcium is usually there or in the container. It's just that the soil needs to remain evenly moist for a tomato. And so, like today, if we get this storm today, You'll have this dry weather for 3 or 4 days, then a deluge of water, and then dry again. And that's just not what tomatoes like. The positive on blossom end rot is that sometimes the tomato itself can heal, and then when we do see blossom end rot on those first tomatoes, we know that we've got to do something. We've got to continue that watering, you know, once a week or twice a week, depending on the weather. And the tomatoes, subsequent tomatoes, might not have it. The tomatoes that are most prone to this usually, well, there's all sorts of varieties that are prone to it, but usually when we see sauce tomatoes and then tomatoes in containers, those are the ones we usually see with blossom end rot. So it's all about watering. As I said, Mrs. Know-It-All is going to talk about watering later in the show. My plants that I put in little over a week ago, the seeds of lettuce, of greens, of beans, of winter radish have all come up. But the first thing I'm going to do when I'm done with the show is get out there. Those little transplants need water. And so that's what it's all about when it's warm like this. I don't want to pour a lot of water on the garden because I'm always watching the weather. And so I'm hoping for this rain tonight, you know, not a bad storm, but just some rain. I did want to talk about my upcoming trip. And, you know, it's a year from now, and hopefully, I hope we're out of this in a year. But I'm taking people on this yacht. It only holds 36 people, and it's in July of 2021. But to get the boat, I've waited a long time to offer this trip. To get the boat, I need to be booked by August. So it's a little more than halfway filled up. I know it's a long way off. I know there are a lot of worries about traveling in a year, but if the trip doesn't go, you get every penny of your money back. Traveling has become a big part of my life, taking people to these different gardens around the world, and it's been wonderful, a wonderful experience with the gardeners. And Croatia has been on my list for a long time, and this specific trip with this little boat, and I don't mean a little boat, but, you know, not a boat for 400 people or 4,000 people, but just a cool boat for 36 of us. And, boy, we're going to see a lot of cool stuff there. It's a 12-day trip. Seven of those are on the Adriatic Sea in this boat. And if you're interested, you can see all the information at DougOster.com or give me a call. And, you know, I have a new cell phone number, and it is a public number. It is a number that I take texts on for questions and such. And it's 412-277-7421. That's 412-277-7421. And I also wanted to put out my email. I answer lots of questions via email, too. And you can also just go to DougOster.com. There's a little contact thing in there that will send it right to my email. But my email is DougOster@Comcast.net. And feel free to reach out to me if you've got garden questions. That's what I love to do. That's what I spend a lot of my day doing, and it feels good to help people. Or if I can't help them, at least point them in the right direction to help. You know, we talk about this heat, and yesterday the team from Davy Tree came to the property to cut up this huge oak tree that fell 4 feet in diameter, and I feel for these guys. The two guys came 9 in the morning, and it was already hot, and they've got all that protective gear on, the chaps and the helmet, and I just don't know how they do it, but I was so glad they came. You know, they were in and out and got everything cut up. Can you imagine cutting up a tree that is 4 feet in diameter and turning it into firewood? That's the thing. It was cut into 2-foot lengths, which I can't imagine was easy. It was something, and there was no way that I could do that job. And that's why we always reach out.
Hey,
to David.
Let me ask you a Davy Tree question. And I wish that Dick Till or Miles or someone was here, but it's going to have to be you. I've learned a lesson. You know, manicuring your trees just by lopping something off is not a good idea. And Doug has schooled me on that many times. But I got a little bit of an issue with a branch that's growing out in front of my garage door. It's a beautiful tree, and I don't really want to do the wrong thing. The majority of the tree is on the other side of the fence. Can you clip just a short piece of a branch off, or is that not a good idea, Doug?
Well, first, you just need to know, we need to figure out what kind of tree it is. Because there are some trees, like elms and oaks, that we wouldn't want to prune right now because, you know, and I've learned this from the guys from Davy.
Right.
Because these diseases could enter the plant. But I had a question about a guy in the same situation with you. He had an oak by his garage, and he didn't tell me what kind of car it was, but he told me that every time he drove his car into the garage, the branches were scratching it, but it was an oak. And he said, well, can I cut it? And I said, gee, I don't know. You're going to have to call the experts at Davy. And he did. And actually, the arborist from Davy had looked at his tree before he came to look at my tree. And what they did with the oak tree this isn't the optimal way to do it, but sometimes you have to cut a branch. And so he said, what you can do is take it back to the tree, and you can cut it for this reason, but you have to seal it with some tree goop. And over the years, we've told people don't do that. But in this case, with an oak, and it's in the way, this is the only way to deal with it. So let's figure out, Rob, what that tree is, and then we can take it from there. The car was a Porsche, and my friend who is the arborist said, if it was me, I would have taken the whole tree down. He was just kidding. But
I'll be honest, yeah. I'm more worried about the tree than my car. I've been in this house now since 2013, and I'm on the back porch the other day catching a breath in between work, and I'm looking out and thinking, and my grass is dying and all this other stuff. And I said, Mike, these trees are just overwhelming now in my backyard. They're getting near the power lines, and they're just growing. So what do you do when it comes to a power line? Is that your responsibility, your landlord's responsibility? Do you call the power company? What do you do?
Yeah, in that case, you call a Duquesne Light if there's, or whoever your power company is. If there's a tree that's anywhere near a power line, of course, we know you would never touch it as a consumer, as a homeowner. But yes, you call Duquesne Light or whoever your power company is and say, hey, this tree is up in the wires, can you come take a look at it? And they will. They've got like a whole division that does that sort of thing. You never want to touch a tree like that. But Rob, with your car, I mean, you've been in that house for so long, but geez, a 53 Studebaker, that's a pretty nice car.
Hey, listen, there's nothing like a Studebaker. A little tough to get parts for, but I absolutely love it. Listen, we'll come back. Doug's got a lot to get to. Phones are going to get really busy. So if you have a question, call now, 866-391-1020. Congratulations to Diane and Allison Park, winner of that gift certificate from Sorgles. We'll be back. Doug Oster, it is the Organic Gardener. Find out more about everything that he does, DougOster.com. And don't forget, book a trip to Croatia next summer, July of 2021 with Doug. I think you'll find it fascinating. Yes, he is. DougOster.com. Phones are busy, so let's get right to work. First stop is the South Hills. Let's say hello to Kathy, who's on the air now wanting to talk lawn care with Doug Oster. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Obviously, my lawn is under the drought. I use a lot of the Jonathan Green products. I have Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil. Was wondering if I can apply that, hopefully, if it does rain today.
I would wait. I would wait until things cool off just a little bit. It looks like 90s most of the week, and I don't think that would be a great idea. Give it a week or two until at least we get down into the 80s, into more summer temperatures, and yeah, wait for the rain too, but yeah, it's a little too hot for me.
Okay, that's all right, I needed to know.
Yeah, hold off a little bit.
All right, let's say hi to Virginia. Hi, Virginia.
Good morning. I have my hibiscus plant is the leaves are yellowing on it. Is it too much water or not enough?
So, is it the type of hibiscus that you bring in and out that has pretty tropical flowers, or is it the one that stays outside all year round and comes back as a perennial? Do you know?
Oh no, it's just the summer.
Okay, let's take a look at the watering. So, what size container is it in? Do you know? One you could carry, or one smaller than?
Yes,
that?
Yes, uh huh.
And then, how often are you watering it?
Once a day.
Okay. Again, depending on where it's at, when you go out there before you water it, just stick your finger down into the dirt as far as you can go. If it's dry, yes, it needs water. But if it's still moist, you might wait a day. You never know with a container. That's the best way to do it. And then the other thing I would recommend for you is it might not be a watering issue. It might be a nutrient issue. And so for plants like that are coming in and going out in the same pot year after year, we need to help out the nutrients a little bit. And there's lots of different organic liquid fertilizers that you can get at any nursery. And I would feed that during the summer once a week with that, and just use it as one of your waterings where you can just add that concentrate to the watering can, and then feed it that way. And then you'll be okay. You know, just check.
I have one other question to ask about it. I have some ants with it, too. There's some ants crawling up the stem.
Don't sweat that. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
They're after something sweet. Either there's a few aphids on there that are making some honeydew or something else. Don't sweat that. It's okay.
All right, listen, we got about 2 minutes before the break and not enough time to give everybody a fair shake here before the bottom of the hour. So if you're on hold, stay on the line. And if you'd like to join Doug, give him a call, 866-391-1020. What do you do to beat the heat? Because I know, being that you've been home much more than not because of what's happening in the world, you get itchy, you want to get out there, you want to work. What do you do on a day like today? Do you just kind of let most of it go, or do you get out there and make the most of it, even if it is going to be in the 90s, Doug?
I'll start in the morning, and again, you know, I'm looking carefully at the weather, and I'm like, okay, well, we got a decent shot of getting some rain later, so I don't want to waste the water. And so I'll take a look around and see certain things, especially containers. You know, with that last caller, you know, I've got all sorts of different size containers out there, and each one, that's what I'll do. You know, I learned that from Frank Pizzi. He used to run the horticulture department at the zoo. He retired. But he just said, use those fingers, and that's what I'll do in those containers, is in the morning, see which one needs water, and that'll be the first job of the day. Mid-afternoon, I don't like to be out there, and then as we get later in the day, as the sun gets lower, I love being out there because I love to take pictures in the garden and that sort of thing.
All right, stay with us. News with Boris, and then more with Doug, the organic gardener. Rob Pratt, Sunday morning, KDKA Radio. All right, so here's the issue, Doug. Tomatoes. How long have we been doing this show together? How long has it been, Doug?
Years? Since 2005, yeah.
And so every summer I say, Doug, bring me some tomatoes. Do I not? And it's really it's not been a good tomato crop till this year. The only problem is I haven't seen you since March, right?
Yeah. How are we going to do this?
I know. I may have to make the.
Are you going to come out of the? Are you going to come out of the building in a hazmat suit, and then I'll have them in the back of the truck or something?
Make the handoff, I may have to come out to the Ponderosa.
I would like that. Oh, my wife would love that. She'd cook you Italian dishes all day long, fill you up.
Believe me, I may have to do that. But are the tomatoes really as good as I believe they are this year?
It's amazing, yes. I've been picking a variety called Early Girl. I talk about this one plant I got at Chapin's in April, and I'm so glad that they offer those, and got it going early, and I've been picking these Early Girls, and yeah, because of this dry weather, they just have a better flavor. They have that Italian summer that they want, and when it rains so much, and it has those last three seasons, they're still great. But they're not like this. They just get so watery inside. Well, now it's just a different tomato under these circumstances with the weather, and they are to die for.
All right, let's make the 10th caller, possibly you, at 412-922-1020, because that would be good news. You will get a $25 gift certificate to Janoski's, and as I told you, sweet corn tomatoes are in abundance right now. First sweet corn of the season at Janoski's. Okay, let's say hi to Renee in that great community of Aliquippa. Renee, what's
hello.
Hello, Renee. What's on your mind?
I have two trees, Doug. And one is a dogwood in the front of my house, and the other is a Japanese maple in the back. Now, the dogwood tree in the front of the house, half of it is leaning on my roof. So it's either going to have to be trimmed halfway down or taken down altogether. And on the bark of that tree, there is something that looks like a fungus. It's a greenish-white scale all over the trunk of the tree. What is that?
What I want you to do, I want you to repeat that slowly, but I also want you to turn your radio down because we were having a hard time hearing you. So turn your radio down.
I did that.
All right. Now tell Doug again what you're dealing with. Go ahead.
I'm dealing with problems with two of my trees. The first one is a dogwood tree. Half of it is leaning on the roof. It's had a tremendous growth this past winter, I guess because it's been so warm, such a warm winter. But also on the bark of that tree, there is a greenish-white scale. It looks like a fungus. What is that?
What do you think, Doug? Hello, Doug. What do you think? Are you there, Renee? Okay, we lost Renee. Where's Doug? All right, what do you say we take a break and see if we can find Doug Oster? Back with more in a moment. All right, congratulations to the winner of that gift certificate to Janoski's, where that first of the season sweet corn is now available. We've got Renee and Doug both back on the line. We lost them for a bit. And Doug wants to answer your question, Renee. So here it is. Doug, go.
Just texting with Mrs. Know-It-All, and we could confirm that what you're saying on that tree is something called lichens, which is no problem. It's actually a good thing, and it looks scary. It looks like a scale or some kind of fungal issue, but lichens are a good thing. Now, as far as the branches are concerned, you're going to need to call Baby Tree and have them take a look at it. The arborist will come out for free and take a look at it and its relation to the house. The thing we have to know about a spring bloomer like dogwoods is if we did prune it before next spring, we're going to be taking off some of those flowers. And so get an expert to come out and take a look at it, because there's no way to know without seeing that in person.
All right, up next for Doug, let's say hi to Mary from Russellton talking tomatoes. Hey, Mary, good morning.
Good morning. My question is, we have a garden with a 4-foot fence. We have tomatoes, beans, peppers, squash, and my husband thinks it's a deer that's eating the tops of them. Every top's been eaten.
Is there anything we can do? They love the foliage of tomatoes, deer do.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any fencing going on there?
Yeah, we have 4-foot fence up. They're just jumping over the fence.
Yeah. What I would do is I would get a couple fence posts that were higher, and I would run some really thick fishing line around the top and run some streamers on it, and they'll think that's the fence up. Then you want to get that up to about 7 feet. And that'll stop them from getting in.
Okay, put the fishing line on and then put up the sticks up 7 feet.
Yeah, put like a tomato stake up 7 feet tall and then staple on some really thick fishing line. I use what's called 50-pound monofilament. It's very inexpensive, easy to find. And then put some streamers on it. And that makes, because the fishing line's invisible, and that makes the deer look like it, they'll look at it and see it as just a solid barrier.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's keep it going. Here's Diane in McCandless for Doug Oster. Hey, Diane.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Okay. My question, we bought a house last year. My son bought the house, in fact, and he had these long stems growing with a white ball on the end, and then we found out then it was garlic. Okay. And now this year they've come back again, and the white little white balls on the end have split. And when we pulled them out, the garlic is only like the size of a gumball. So I don't know, you know, how do we get bigger ones?
So that might be wild garlic. And on any garlic, we remove that top seed head in June. And so that puts more power into the bulb, making a big bulb. I would recommend removing when, if you see that next year, remove it and see how big your bulbs get. And then this fall, plant some real garlic. Buy some garlic from a local farm and plant that in October. And then that's another way to get the big bulbs.
Okay, plant it in October. That's good. That's what we'll do.
Thank you.
And she's here. Doug, go right ahead.
All right, time for Mrs. Know-It-All. That's horticulturist Denise Schreiber. And first of all, Denise, are you okay? You took a fall on live, doing a live Facebook.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm waiting for some results of an MRI on my ankle. But other than that, you know, I didn't have a concussion when I smacked my head and my nose. And if you notice, I continued the video afterwards.
I finally watched it. It was very scary. Let's talk a little bit about watering. How are you dealing with this heat, and what is the best way for people to water their gardens?
Okay, really, plants want water at their roots. You see the commercials of fertilizing, and they, you know, they have the spray, and you spray the leaves. Yeah, they'll get a little bit of nutrients, but the best way to water and fertilize is at the roots. I myself have soaker hoses in my garden, and I've been running them for 2 to 3 hours at least twice a week. So I haven't had any problems with blossom end rot. People, I've been seeing this, and I want to, like, bang my head against the wall. They're putting Tums at the bottom of their tomatoes when they plant them. They are using Epsom salts, you know, because that's what was always recommended. And Epsom salts actually contain no calcium.
Right. Yes, I've been hearing all the same sort of things.
Yeah.
And it's all about watering, right?
Right. The water, if it gets enough water on a regular basis, helps the calcium in the – there's already calcium in the tomato, and it helps it move around better to form a tomato without getting the blossom end rot. So, you know, even watering, regular watering, you know, everybody's had those storms the past couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any of it at all. I live in Pleasant Hills. I haven't seen a drop of it. You know, I'm like, I hear the thunder, I see the lightning, and it just keeps on moving by. So I have been watering. I mean, my lawn has deep cracks in it. I'm not watering my lawn, but I am watering all my trees and shrubs and the vegetable garden. You know, people think that, excuse me, trees have deep tap roots. Very few trees have tap roots. Most of them have surface roots within the top 3 to 4 inches of the soil. So you need to water them. Mulching is important, too. You don't want to over-mulch. A couple inches of mulch is fine to help keep the soil cool as well as help retain the moisture. But here again, you know, if you have vegetables, you know, I'm growing celery. Celery is mostly water. So I really need to get out there and make sure that they're getting enough water. And that's what people need to do. And you were talking about the trick about sticking your finger in the containers to see if there's enough water, you know, if it needs watered or not. And that's an old trick that we've all been doing for years. You get down to the second knuckle. If it's dry, it needs watered. You can't let it go. And containers dry out a lot faster. The bigger the container, the better off you are. Instead of trying to grow a tomato in even a 5-gallon bucket can be a little iffy. If you can get something bigger, go to a nursery. They have those old tree pots that they have. Those are great to actually plant in. You know, they're nice and big, and you put your soil in there and plant it, and they will grow like crazy.
Is there a certain time of the day you like to water?
I actually, when I got off the phone, I'm going to go out and water. I like to water in the morning as much as I can, because it helps the plant kind of get through the stress of the day. You know, these 90-degree days are not meant for plants or for us at that matter, and I like hot weather. So that's really the time to get out there and water. You don't want to water late at night, you know, or like once it starts getting dark, because the leaves don't have time to dry off, and that's when you start having fungal issues. So even if you water at noon, if you really want to go out there, you can still do that. You know, there's leaves are still going to dry off. The plant's going to, you know, thank you and say, oh, yeah, I really, it's like them getting into a swimming pool, that, you know, they're going to be able to get that water. But make sure you water deeply. That's the key part, you know, not, you know, 5 minutes. I realize everybody's water bill is going to look like the national debt, including mine. But if you want your vegetables and, you know, whether they're in the ground or in containers, you've got to water.
All right, Denise, thanks very much. Good to hear you're on the mend, that's for sure. And you can see that fall if you go to Denise Shriver's Facebook page.
Listen, before we say goodbye, any news notes you'd like to share with the audience, especially because of the warm weather ahead, Doug?
Well, just as I said, watch the weather. I hope you get the rain, but I hope you don't get too much rain. And start thinking now, as soon as things cool off a little bit, that you're going to continue to plant. You're going to put things in like beans or like winter radishes, some greens. We want to keep the garden going as long as we can. And if you plant now, You're going to be having a great fall harvest. I've got lots of information at DougOster.com about what I'm planting and what I'm doing, and there's lots of videos there, too. It's a good resource for you, and always know you can reach out to me. I want to answer your questions through that website, DougOster.com.
You know what to do, sir. It's that time.
Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Oster has left the building. All right, listen, if we didn't get to you, we'll get to you next week. But in the meantime, it's time to put a little sizzle in this show. It's all about steaks, porterhouse, New York strips, T-bone, filet mignon, round steak. We are going to serve up some great steak recipes from medium rare to well done, folks. So get going and call us right now with all of your favorite steak recipes as far as how you cook them, how you marinate them, and what you like to put on them. Ladies and gentlemen, from A1 steak sauce to a bottle of Heinz ketchup, we have got it all for you today on the Coons Cooking Hour. Start dialing now, 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. And before the hour is up, some lucky listener is going to take home a $25 gift certificate from Coons Market for simply calling in with your favorite steak recipe. Joe and Frank Dentisi getting ready to enter the studio at KDK Radio. But we are just minutes away from the latest news, live and local in the KDK Radio newsroom with Boris Shiloff. And don't forget, still to come today, Heffron Tillotson's Your Money and You, Jim Meredith, Belinda Schlagenhop, 9 to 11. And we wrap up our day with the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show, which begins at 11 a.m. All part of that weekend tradition, Rob Pratt Sunday on News Radio 1020, KDKA. Good morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.